Good evening, everyone. We bless the name of God tonight and thank him for his goodness and his mercy upon our lives. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Thursday, January 7th, in the year 2021. And this is the second day of our January 2021 consecration. It shall be done in 21. We bless the name of God tonight and thank you for being a part of this prayer and Bible study tonight. As we come before the Lord, let us look to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we honor your presence and we thank you that you're alive and well. We thank you, Lord, that despite the chaos within our country, you are yet alive and well. We thank you, Lord, that despite the enemy's attempt to bring chaos and destruction into our lives, the devil is a liar, for you are alive and well. We thank you, Lord, that although many are the afflictions of the righteous, you are alive and well and delivers us out of them all. We honor you and we thank you. We worship and adore you. We celebrate your presence in our lives and our hearts are eternally grateful. Even on this night, we pray, Lord God, that you would do a mighty work amongst us. Even throughout this day, we thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for your saving grace. And now tonight, we desire to go higher. We desire to go higher. We desire to go higher. Anoint us afresh as we come before you, putting you in the place of priority you deserve. So speak to our hearts, renew, revive, re-strengthen even our faith as we commit ourselves and all things into your hand. In Jaramoshanda, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today, Thursday, January 7th, our consecration focus was on the exhortations to spiritual excellence contained in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul, writing this letter to the saints of God at Corinth, was challenged because these believers, though precious they were, and spirit-filled, richly anointed, and exceptionally gifted, they were unfortunately a classic case of Christians who were walking in their flesh. The scripture describes this as the natural man. The carnal man. Nevertheless, the word of the Lord from this anointed apostle was given unto them, not in one volume alone, but in two volumes. In two letters, he wrote to them as a father who loves his children. He came to them not with excellence of speech or wisdom when he came to share with them the mystery concerning salvation through Jesus Christ. He did not come with fancy words. He did not come with the intellect of the day. And all he was concerned about was for them to get to know Jesus, to know who he was and what he did, and the fact that through his sinful life, Christ became an offering for sin. And he came, he saw, and he conquered it. Christ had no flaw. Christ had no sin. Not even was guile found in his mouth. Truly, he was the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, who came into the world to pay the price for the sins of the world, so that God's love would allow them, the world, to experience freedom from sin through Christ. When Paul came to the Corinth with this message, it was a challenge for him because he understood what he was up against. He understood that the philosophers of his day, he understood that the contemporary thinking of his day would be competition to the hearts and the minds of those who needed to learn about Jesus. But not only learn about Jesus, but to live for him. For remember, these letters were written to the saints. And so he speaks concerning the anxiety that he felt in weakness, fear, and trembling as he came to bring this message, not knowing what the outcome would be in terms of the people, but he was confident that God was still present and vibrant and could bring the change that they needed. He lets us know that his speech and his preaching was not with enticing words, but it was in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Many have great words, but lack the power. Paul's words were simple, but powerful, because it was his goal to strengthen the people in the Word of God so that their faith would have a firm foundation. It is the foundation that is critical. Whenever you build something, you must not build it with cheap materials. And even more so, you must not build it on a cheap foundation. Everything you put into the building must be of quality, for it is the quality of a thing that will determine its longevity. And so he says that he spoke to them in God's power, in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, so that their faith would not stand in the philosophies or the ideologies of men, but that their faith would stand in God's power. He said, but in spite of this, what we speak is a wisdom. It's a wisdom amongst the sanctified, the set apart, the chosen ones, but not a worldly wisdom. If it was based upon worldly wisdom, the people in the world would have understood who Jesus was. But you will remember John's gospel declares, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. You will remember Isaiah prophesied that he was despised and rejected of men. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Oh, glory to God. But the Bible tells us that if they had known who Christ really was, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. It was a hidden mystery, hidden from the mind and the eyes of the world. And so Paul says to us that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of the natural man, the things which God hath prepared for them that loved him. Anyone that will come after God must accept discipleship through Jesus Christ. Jesus even spoke in parables to the world. And when the disciples inquired of him, why are you speaking in parables? You all remember, this was the inquiry concerning the parable of the sower and the seeds and the ground. They did not understand it, although it was made very plain. It did not comprehend it, although Jesus used the simplest of languages and the most common of expressions and examples. But the Bible says that they did not get it, and they crucified him. But for those of us that have the Holy Ghost, these mysteries, hallelujah, these insights and revelations are revealed unto us by the Holy Spirit. It is revealed to us by the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. And no one knows the thoughts of a man, the deep things of a person, except that person and those to whom that person reveals it. God has revealed himself to us. The fundamental knowledge of repentance of sins and baptism in Jesus' name and obedience to go on to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit did not require revelation knowledge, for then no one could be saved who was in the world. Salvation is the simplest plan on the planet. But once we enter into it, hallelujah, once we enter into the fellowship of the redeemed, the Bible says that the Spirit of God makes known unto us the things that are freely given unto us by God. Revelation comes through relationship. And you must have relationship before you enjoy the benefits of revelation. These things, Paul says, he speaks, hallelujah, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. You cannot get this kind of revelation like you do get understanding in the study of advanced sciences, technology, engineering, or math. You get this kind of knowledge, Holy Ghost knowledge, through the Holy Ghost teaching, comparing spiritual things to spiritual things. No one can take you where they're not. No one can take you where they're not. No one can take you where they're not. And so Paul says, for us, we don't examine things according to the way the world does. And because of this, the natural man can never receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him. They cannot understand it. They cannot comprehend it. It makes no sense to them. These are the truths that require spiritual discernment. And because we have the Spirit of God, the Bible says we may know these things, for we have the mind of Christ. You can only be as great as what's inside of you. And because you are born of God, hallelujah, because you have received the Holy Ghost, because you have been born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit, the greater one is in you. Paul tells us, ye are of God. I believe John tells us, rather, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You can be as great as what's inside of you. The excellence is realized in the using of a thing. In other words, whether it has the virtue that it perpetrates or represents is proven in the use. A car, does it ride well? Is it comfortable? Is it spacious? Does it get you where you're going? That is the virtue or the excellence of a car, because it is a method of transportation. A knife, is it sharp? Can it cut? That is the excellence of a knife, for it is designed to cut. A chair, is it comfortable? Does it securely sustain your weight? That is the excellence of a chair. What about the saint? The excellence of the saint is in the virtue that they display, the fruit of the Holy Spirit that is ruling in the heart. You're not defined in the eyes of God as great because you know great words. You can string together colloquialisms, and you may be a fervent, articulate speaker. Those are not the things that impress God. It is your fruit, just like the fig tree. The fig tree was not virtuous because of its leaves. The fig tree did not have excellence because of its leaves. Its excellence was in its figs. And we all know the unfortunate consequences of misrepresenting or false advertising that the fig tree suffered as a result of having leaves with no fruit. The excellency of the character and the nature of the saint is in their yieldedness to the Holy Spirit. The spirit-filled believer walking by the power of the Holy Spirit. For the challenge is this: to understand that there are three classes of individuals. The natural man, and Paul said they cannot discern the things of the spirit because they are spiritually discerned. They cannot even receive them. The natural man is the unregenerate, the unsaved, living life governed by the world, their intellect, and their own desires. And that person will not make it into the kingdom of God. The carnal man, this one is characterized by the fact that they are regenerated, but they are not growing, still being governed by their fleshly lusts, their fleshly desires, and their fleshly world mindset. Stuck by choice between fleshly living and godly living. Because, as I said earlier, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall have power, and greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Consequently, victory is a choice of the believer. But the carnal person is walking in their flesh, full of envy, bitterness, strife, worldly wisdom, lies, and deceit. But thank God, there is the spirit man, the spiritual man, regenerate, regenerated, and growing in knowledge and in practice of holiness and faith, governed by love, not legalism, governed by the word of the living God, not the dictates of the world. And so tonight, as we come before lo the Lord, as we have received the word of God from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 concerning the exhortations to spiritual excellence, I'm going to ask that you, beloved, would prepare your hearts and minds as we come before the throne of grace together tonight. For it is not by power nor by might, but it is by his spirit. Tayarabushanda, this is a spiritual thing. This is a God thing. This is a Holy Ghost thing. And I don't know if there's anybody on the line that's ready for a faith upgrade. Nishandarabushanda. Hey God, but I feel the Holy Ghost on the line tonight, because whatsoever things we desire when we pray, believing that we shall receive it, we're not here tonight because of flesh, but we're here because of a higher calling. Hallelujah. If you are writing down and taking notes, hallelujah, you need to jot that down. There is a higher calling on our lives, faith. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I don't know how you feel about it, but I'm believing God for a supernatural faith upgrade. It's not Him, it's not the Holy Ghost, it's me. It's me. It's me, oh Lord. I'm standing in the need of an upgrade. Hey, Shanda. Woo! Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless your name tonight. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're doing in us and what shall be done. He that hath delivered and yet delivers and will yet deliver, the God, Hatanarabo of grace and truth, the God of favor and mercy, we bless your name tonight. The God of purpose and power, we honor you right now, and our spirits soar in your presence as we glorify you, the God of our salvation. We behold your holiness and we tremble in your presence. Hey, not out of fear, but because you are an awesome God. We honor you, our awesome God, with our diligence and our commitment, with our faithfulness. Oh yes, your faithfulness calls us to be even faithful. It is because of your mercy that we were not consumed, because your compassions, they fail not. Great, oh God, is your faithfulness, oh Lord, unto us. Thank you, for being the God that called us when we were lost in sin, healed us when we were sin sick, redeemed us when we were destroyed because of our nature. But tonight we thank you that we have the Holy Ghost, that we have your nature abiding on the inside, and that we have the mind of Christ. Lord, tonight we're asking for a touch. Tonight, Lord, come. As we have put our minds on you throughout this day, our desire for deeper faith, for deeper understanding, for a strong walk. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, Lord, touch minds by your spirit. Lord God, we submit ourselves in thought and word and deed. We submit ourselves, hey, to you, Lord God, as living sacrifices. We submit ourselves afresh, because we know that without faith, it's not possible to please you. That faith will affect our walk, and faith will affect how we live. And so, Lord God, touch our hearts, touch our minds. Lord God, some may need their minds renewed tonight. Oh God, or throughout this week. Hey God, some may be in need of supernatural Holy Ghost repair. Hey God, some may need need a renovation in their thinking, a renovation in their wisdom. And tonight we submit to you. We make this time available because you matter that much. I bless your name and I thank you. And tonight for these that are here, our prayer is that you would breathe afresh upon your children. Breathe afresh upon these here. Let your word and your spirit stir up the hearts, stir up dry bones, stir up those that have been hurt and feeling defeated, that their hope is gone and their strength has been sapped. But Lord, breathe on us, hey, by the Ruha of God. Lord, send a wind. Send a wind right here. Send a wind, the wind of your spirit, the breath of God. Breathe on your children. Hey, breathe on us afresh. Lord God, we want to be so close that we feel your heartbeat. Hey, Yadadabo Shanda. That there be nothing between thee and me, nothing between my Savior and I. Oh God, we call upon you for a fresh anointing. Hey, God, some of us, Lord, are in the need of a fresh anointing. Oh God, we are told by your word that we ought not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Lord God, I thank you that you hold us up. You sustain us from fainting. You're keeping us from falling. Oh God, and although the spirit is willing, the flesh can get weak. And tonight, Lord, I thank you that you're teaching us to walk by the Holy Ghost, hey, to have no confidence in the flesh. And Lord, we want your anointing. We want the anointing more than money, more than fame, more than materials. Hey, we seek after you like the deer panteth at the water sprout. So does our soul long after thee. Oh God, some have allowed their Holy Ghost love affair to get cold, Lord God, but tonight we come into your presence that you may fan the flames. Hallelujah, that you may fan and blow on the smoldering embers and start the fire afresh. We want to be on fire for you. We want to be full of zeal for the things of God. We want to go forth in a Holy Ghost excellence, accepting nothing less than what you made us. Woo, hallelujah. You made us to be like Jesus. You made us to be conformed into the image of your dear Son, that he may be a form of first fruits, that he might be our forerunner, that he might be our model and example. And tonight we accept him as Lord of our lives. We accept him as King of Kings. You have made him both Lord and Christ, and we receive him. We adore him. We worship him for who he is. Release the anointing afresh. Lord, we long for your touch. We long for your touch, for your presence, Lord. Hey, for thou wilt show us the path of life. In your presence is fullness fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We seek that the more tonight. We seek that the more today. We seek this not only for a season, but a lifestyle. Woo! The lifestyle of the Holy Ghost filled. Oh, Shanda Dabo Sanda. I thank you that you called us to a life, not to a fad. You called us to a life, not to a fashion. What kind of a Shanda? You called us to a lifestyle. Hey, not a thing that passes. The world passes away, but your word does not pass away. Even heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. We want to be transformed. Lord, I thank you that you're working in your children. You're taking out the things that defile. God, we bless you. You're taking out that envy. You're taking out that bitterness. You're taking out that payback spirit. Taking out that arrogance and pride. Taking out that self-centered will. Taking out that worldly mindset. That worldly wisdom. Lord, we release the mind of the flesh. We release the carnal mind. And we come before your presence, desiring that you would do a work in us. He that has begun a good work, you will perform it. You will complete it, and you will bring it to the expected end. Hallelujah. It's not going to be finished cheap. It's not going to be finished cheap. You cannot aboshanda. You didn't start us cheap. You won't take us through cheap. You're not going to bring us to a cheap end, but to a glorious finish. Woo! You've called us into glory, and we will finish strong. You called us into sanctification, and we will hold up the bloodstained banner. Lord, I thank you that in a world of compromise, you always have witness. In a world of deceit and chaos, you always have a witness. Lord, there are those that are on the street passing out pamphlets, and they're calling themselves your witnesses. But tonight we plead the blood of Jesus, and we take our responsibility. We stand on our watch to declare that we are your true witnesses. Hallelujah. And that through your word, we are admonished that beseech it. Ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that we present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. You told us, don't be conformed to the world. Stop trying to be like the world. Hallelujah. Stop trying to be like the world. Hey, because we belong to you, Father. Israel messed up when they tried to be like the world. Israel messed up when they tried to be like everybody else. Israel messed up when they wanted a king, and you gave them yourself. You raised up judges and prophets, but the people wanted a king like everybody else. That was their mistake and downfall, because they wanted to be like everybody else. But tonight, Lord, we thank you that we can learn from their mistake, that there is nobody but Jesus. There's nobody but Jesus. We bind the demonic spirit that would try to impersonate. We bind the demonic spirit that would try to infiltrate. We bind the demonic spirit that would try to lie and to misrepresent who you are. We bless you now that you expose the enemy. Holy Ghost power. The enemy is already defeated. Even when the enemy tries to come into the midst, the enemy is exposed. Even when the enemy tries to come in like a flood, the Holy Ghost releases a tsunami of praise, a tsunami of help. God, I thank you that there's nothing the devil can do to stop the work of God. We are in your hands, Father, and we want to be more of what you've called us to be, laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset, and running this race with patience, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is now set down at the majesty on high. We bless your name for the finished work of redemption, for the finished work of salvation. We are saved right now. We're not going to be saved. We're saved right now. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. And because of this, Lord, we understand we've got to put you first. We've got to serve you with gladness. We've got to come before your presence with singing. You told us to know that you are God, and that it's you that made us, and not we ourselves. We belong to you and not to the devil. Our bodies belong to you and not to sin. By the Holy Ghost, we discern your power, the power of God in us, leading us and teaching us, giving us insight to discern the lying tongue, giving us insight to discern the deceitful tongue, giving us insight and a gateway into the things of God. Thank you for access by the Holy Ghost. Lord, we're not settling for the being, for the carnal walk. You told us, Lord God, that the carnal mind struggles against your will. The carnal mind struggles against your plan. It resists your plan. And tonight, Lord, we're talking about growing up. We know that there were times when Apostle Paul could not speak to the children of the Corinthians because they were not spiritual. They were carnal and they couldn't take it. They were babes in Christ and needed to be fed with milk. But tonight, Lord God, we're moving up out of the pediatric ward. We're moving up out of the nursery room. We're moving up with a faith upgrade in response to a higher calling. Oh, God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you that you have gifted us. Thank you that you have anointed us. But we understand that spiritual gifts do not make us full-grown Christians. It's the fruit. It is by our fruit that the tree is known, not by the gift. We acknowledge you as Lord of our lives, and we make
no provision for the flesh, for the flesh profiteth nothing. Oh God, oh God, I feel your presence. I feel your presence on the line. Lord God, I thank you that there's something happening right now. We're not going to allow ourselves to fall into the pattern of cliques and factions, little groups sitting on the sideline, criticizing, snickering and laughing, making jokes and poking fun. Hallelujah. But no, we will not allow the demon of division to come in between us. No, 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 no. We are your people. We are your children. We love you. We're not going to live like babies. Hallelujah, because babies grow up. Hey, God, but we're going to grow up in you tonight. I thank you for growing up spiritually. I thank you for a move in the growth direction. I thank you that despite the animosity and the hatred that's in the world, in spite of the anger that can be justified based upon the actions of insincere people, misguided people, hate-mongering racists, misogynist leaders, carnal-minded people in high places, demonically inspired people in high places. We're not going to let their actions cause us to come out of our character, out of the Holy Ghost nature. We can express our anger. We can express our discontent. But Lord, we have the mind of Christ. Certainly in his day, there was sedition. Certainly in his day, there was misconduct. Certainly in his day, there was injustice. And Lord God, we know we have a place in the world to pray and to stand for righteousness, to speak out against injustice, to defend those who cannot defend themselves. But Lord, we do it with the mind of Christ. Oh God, not from the spirit of hate. Hallelujah. The spirit of hate is what drove Cain to kill his brother Abel. Jealousy wrapped up in hate. You told us, Lord God, to be careful with our thoughts, to be careful with our feelings. You told us in your word to make sure that we don't operate by the world's method, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. You told the church to do what the church can do, that which only the church can do, understanding that our position is this: if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, and healing would take place. Oh God, we're not going to give in to the devil's plan. We're not going to give in to the devil's thoughts. Hallelujah. But we want to be sensitive to your thoughts. We want to be sensitive to your ways. We want to give you your due. And your due is our lives, to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And thank you that you have raised us up together. And you've made us to sit together in heavenly places. You have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I thank you that we got to know you. Oh, God, I thank you that we have been brought into a knowledge of who you are. Thank you that we can boast in this, that we know you. Hallelujah. That's where our boast is. That's where our boast is. Our boast is in our high priest and our advocate. Our boast is in our shepherd. Our boast is in the paracletos. Our boast is in the sanctifier. Our boast is in him who's able to indwell us and to keep us from falling, to teach us and to guide us into all truth, to let us know that we have an inheritance, oh God, and that our mind ought to be on the things of heaven, the things that last forever. And while we focus our minds on those things, that we ought to live our lives to your glory so that the world can see in a practical sense that the Holy Ghost makes the difference. Hey, God, I thank you. You didn't call us to receive lands like Israel. You didn't cause us to receive material like Israel. Israel's calling is material. Hallelujah. But the calling of the church is a spiritual calling. Our inheritance is a spiritual inheritance. It is an inheritance amongst the sanctified. And so, God, tonight, I thank you for your deliverance. I thank you for your redemption. I thank you for your kindness and mercy, for your patience, for your love, for your gentle touch. Hey, God, when you lift your hand to us, we don't flinch in fear, but we stand secure because we know it's a helping hand, not a hurting hand. And somebody tonight, Lord, they need a helping hand right now. Oh, God, somebody needs a help. Somebody needs a helping hand right now. Somebody needs a hand of deliverance. Somebody needs a hand of redemption. Somebody needs a hand of healing. Somebody needs a hand of forgiveness. Oh, God. Oh, God. Somebody needs a hand, Lord. Somebody needs a hand. Somebody needs a hand. Somebody needs a hand. And so, Lord, we lift our hands to you as a sign of our submission to you. We don't surrender to the world, but we surrender unto you. And we want you, Lord God, to have the seat of preeminence in our lives. Oh, God, we make room for you now. Lord God, as this week unfolds and this consecration unfolds before us, help us to understand the importance and the necessity of making time for you. Allow us, Lord God, through the pattern of this consecration, in that we're spending time daily with you. Let it not end on the Sunday benediction, but allow us to be so transformed, Lord God, that we come out of this consecration like never before, giving you the time you deserve on a daily basis, spending time with you in prayer, spending time with you in the Word, so that when we begin to go through life, that we're walking by faith, a life of faith that is affecting every aspect of our lives, how we see things, how we interpret situations, how we handle money, how we make decisions, how we handle relationships, how we deal with setbacks and disappointments, how we deal with letdowns, sicknesses, and even failures, how we bounce back with a resiliency that can only be that of the Holy Ghost, even how we deal with victories, successes, and triumphs. Oh, God, so that we will understand that it is not by power nor by might, but it is by your Spirit, God, by your Spirit, God. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And so, Father, now, as we have taken the time to petition, we take the time to praise. We thank you, Lord, that our diet is getting an upgrade this week. Our diet is getting an upgrade. Woo! We feed off of your Word. We feed off of your Spirit. And we won't feed off of anxiety. We won't feed off of depression. We won't feed off of fear. We will not feed off of insecurities. We will feast on the Word of God.
For we know that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Our diet will show up in how we live, our sustenance, our ability, our strength, our sustainability. It's because of our diet. And so, God, I thank you for a Holy Ghost diet that will be used to govern our lives. And so tonight we praise your name. Tonight Zion stands strong. Tonight Zion gives praise to its God. Tonight the resurrected Savior stands strong in our spirit, and we who were dead in trespasses and in sins, we rise tonight by the power of the Holy Ghost. It's resurrection time. Woo! Hallelujah! And even now, beloved, I want you to give God some praise on this line for your resurrection. I want you to give God praise on this line for what he's done for you. You can unmute yourself. Let Zion be heard. Let Zion be heard. Let Zion be heard. Let Zion be heard. Let Zion's voice be heard tonight. Let Zion's voice be heard tonight. Let Zion's voice be heard. 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 Zion's voice be heard. Let Zion's voice be heard. Let Zion's voice be heard. Hey, come on, Zion. Break forth. Come on, Zion. Travail. Come on, Zion. Lift up your voice. Come on, Zion. Come on, Zion. Your king is here. Your king is here. King of glory. King of our lives.
Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Zion. Yes. Yes, come on and give it. Unmute yourself. Be unmuted. Be unmuted. Be unmuted.
Thank you for
unmuted.
Be
unmuted.
Thank you, Jesus.
Unmuted.
Have you hallelujah.
Glory. Come on and give it to him. Come on and give it to him. There's a breakthrough in your home. Come on and give it to him. Come on and give it to him. There's a breakthrough in your praise. Hey, hallelujah. Father, we bless your name right now, and we thank you for your presence. We thank you right now for your presence. And even tonight, as we bring this prayer to a close, I thank you that there's more in store. God, I bless your name for what you're doing right now. I thank you for the transformation taking place in your people by the Holy Spirit. And so now, we offer this prayer upon your people, upon your choice people. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. Now may the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Now may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.